ANC. Mr. Swanyan is not yet here, but I see Lodra is here. So she's going to have to lead the ANC contingent on this one. I don't know if Ms. Lodra, you want to take us through on the ANC side with regards to the list. No, I think he's lost somewhere in the corridors of Alam. Honorable Lodra, please proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. On our list, we have Shai. I'm not sure for the team number man on this
no.
One.
New one.
Oh, you just want the new one.
Okay. New one.
Maybe start with the new ones, and then we can look at the second phase, which is to look at where are the synergies.
Okay. The new one we have for number 7, Mr. Advocate Mpumulwana. And for number 8, Advocate Mageza, which is 1 and 2 for the second list. Mageza.
Okay.
That's number 6 and number 2.
And in relation to so essentially the ANC is saying that they are proposing that we add those two names to the names that have already been proposed by the other parties in relation to the new list. Now, if that happens, that would take us to a total of 12 members at this stage. Now, I want us to then look at whether we can go into an elimination stage. But before I get to that point, are there any comments thus far in terms of the process? We have come to a point where all parties have expressed themselves on both lists, all right, which was the second stage. Remember, the first stage was which was assisted by the secretariat, that of what's wrong with Michael. Recall that the first stage was the initial screening of all the candidates that we received, right? With the assistance of the secretariat, just to look at whether all the candidates we received met the criteria of the act, right? After that, we excluded approximately 30 names. Sorry, we ended up with approximately 30 names from both lists. 15 from the old list, and out of the 19 of the new list, about 50, which meant we had about 30 names. The next stage was the actual shortlisting, which is us as different political parties or individual members, indicating of all the candidates that actually meet the basic criteria, who do we regard as the most outstanding? Now we have arrived at a point where we have identified 12 names, all right? Now, what we then need to do is to decide whether we invite all 12 people to an interview or whether we think that there is still room between us as parties to make some compromises such that we can whittle down the existing list of 12. Down to ideally the original target of 6. All right? We don't have to, but if we can get to that, that would be a bonus because that saves the cost of bringing everybody down here and all the other attendant costs and the time involved with a larger number of interviewees. So I put it to the House at large. Are there any opinions with regard to process first before we get to suggested names that we can shed off? All right, Ms. Snuff?
I wonder if I could ask the ANC to consider dropping at least one name because the ANC lasted longer than any of the councils.
And there's one candidate in particular. Are you working? I'd like to ask the ANC whether it's not possible to. I don't have his number now, so I didn't want to particularly say his name, but whether Mr. Brainard really has a realistic chance of being. Thank you, number two. Would the ANC not consider shortening its list?
Let me take a round of proposals. Then we can open them.
All right, that's one proposal.
All right.
I was going to suggest that probably before we do the exercise, Honorable Dinsmasay, can we not probably agree on the first five, which would also, you see, the people which we all almost got? Yeah, I'm thinking of the common one.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Smash, we have the same number of candidates as the IFP has. It's 8-8, but it's neither here nor there. I'm not sure whether we should start with requesting to reduce numbers, but even then it's not so much of a problem. You know, earlier on we were looking, as the ANC, we were looking at Skhosana, and we looked at the CV, and we found that Skhosana actually falls short of the full qualification or criteria that is required. So whether it's from the ANC side or from the DA side, I think just generally from the committee, we could probably look at Skhosana as another name that we could eliminate, which will give us, which will bring us closer to fewer people, and then we can take it from there. Then.
That's a very valuable contribution. So we whittled down further to 11 now. All right.
No, we are down to 10.
Why don't we do what we have? Let's grade them now. Number one and two probably those who appear all the way. Then we say who appear four. Then we appear three. Then we grade them down. Up to that, probably one is going to one appearance. Then we can talk
All right. No, I'm just saying that the point that Honorable Dladla was putting across is critical because, remember, we're being systematic in our approach. We need to be principled in the way we whittle down the list such that every candidate who has potential has the full advantage or benefit of their potential through an elimination process. So we shouldn't miss any valuable step in the process. All right? I'm sure everybody would agree with me. I know we would love to get to number one yesterday, but let's rather take our time. This is a very important offer. All right? Right. So it's 11. Out of the 11, we're saying there is clear consensus on 5. All right? Which means that the 5 are a definite in. All right? Can we mention those 5 first? Secretary, just list them for us. Sorry? How many have you got?
No, let's say the board.
Yes.
Let's say we come to 5. Then we go to our group 4, and then we go to 3.
That's right.
Now, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's what we want to do now.
Yes.
I think that there is not 5 names that are across all 5.
No. Ntembu and what Madam
Seller. It's only Ntembu and what Madam
Seller. Oh, all right.
All 5. And Charles.
Are they both from the oldest? All right. That's number who and who? All right. So 10 and 11 are definite, but that does not signify order of priority.
No.
All right.
Now you can go to the 4 across.
4 across?
The new 4.
So it's Professor Gundi, that's number 4.
No, Professor Gundi does not appear on 2.
Or is it just 3?
It does not appear on the game.
We're looking for somebody who... It's not supported by 5, yeah, but by 4 parties.
Gumbi,
4 parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're looking for 4 parties now. It's Gumbi and who else?
Tino, Tina, and Tina.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now it's who? Gumbi and?
Tina. And I think it's
4.
No,
on the
sorry,
let's not jump backwards and forth. Let's just exhaust the old list with 4 supporters. It's Gumbi and who? Yes, that's the old list for now.
It's only Gumbi.
Is it only Gumbi?
Yes.
So we have 2, 5 for 5 parties, and then for 4 parties we have on the old list 1, and then on the new list
1.
All right, okay, fine. Let me make it easier for you. All right, okay.
And
Gumbi.
Three.
Gumbi, Mpofu, Pinar are supported by 4 parties.
Then we go to 3.
So we have how many now?
Now you have about 5.
We have 6.
5.
All right. 3 parties, how many have we got?
Shai.
Chikai.
Mm-hmm. Are they 4 or 3?
Yes.
All right. So is it 2? So we have an additional 2 who are supported by 3 parties each, which brings us to 7.
Yes, that's 7.
All right. Now, can we pause at this point and look at the remaining how many? It would be the remaining four. And ask the question, who in the four, if we don't bring onto the list, from any party's point of view, the sky will fall. Listen carefully to the question I'm putting to the house. Are we together?
Yes.
I'm saying we now are sitting with seven candidates, which is a good kind of number to work with. All right. I ask the question, is there any party who wants to come forward and say, out of the remaining four names, all right, if we exclude any one particular name, they think that we would be depriving ourselves of a potential good candidate to become public protector. Let's see where we are now. Let's read the full list of names that we have, the full seven names. Can you read them? Oh, Ms. Lodzo, yes?
Chairperson, if he is not brought on board, the sky won't cave in. But I'm just requesting that we look at Advocate Mpumlana, more so from the point of view that he was shortlisted at the time that Advocate Mushwana was appointed. He was on the shortlist at that time. So there must have been something good about him. But if the rest of us feel that's neither here nor there, then it's fine. But I would really like us to have a look at it.
Can we decide to the wisdom of our forebears, if you like? The previous committee that deemed it in its wisdom that this particular candidate 7 years ago, when we appointed Advocate Mshwana, was a worthy candidate to be considered for this position. How do the other parties feel about that? That is Honorable Ndlovu, and then I'll go down further down the table. Yes? Sorry? Chairperson, I just want to ask a question. Before I answer your question, I just want to ask Ms. Lodzo. We are talking about four names. As far as I know, we are talking about four names. Now, why?
Tell me what you mean by that.
Four names. It's Mpumlana, Mageza, Brenner, and Skosana.
All right.
Now, she only talked about one name. I wanted to know, just for my information before I answer you, I wanted to know that out of these four names, does Ms. Lodzo think Mpumlana can be put into a pool, then the rest of the names should be looked after or what? That's the first question that I wanted to ask. So that when I'm coming to answer this your second question, I will understand, because she only spoke about one name out of the four that were left behind.
I limited her in a sense, because my question was to all political parties. Out of the remaining four names, is there a particular name that you feel strongly about? So the question in a sense was limited. Maybe what you're saying is that I shouldn't have limited her. But you're happy to be limited. All right. And I think the question that the basis of her motivation is principled in the sense that she is saying, this is a candidate who was shortlisted before, but unfortunately the then committee felt strongly that the current public protector would be a better candidate. So perhaps the point that's being made is that why not give him a second chance to be considered again? All right. Is there any objection to the suggestion based on the motivation?
Are we clear then, following on what you just said, that if we agree to add the state's name, we then draw the line under the first?
Yeah. I'm still going through a process. Is there any other party who has, in similar vein, a strong feeling about any of the remaining three names now, that they feel the sky would fall if that name is not included? None. All right.
No.
So we are at a point where we have eight names. All right? Now, the next question. Do we feel of necessity that all these eight names must be invited for the interview? Or do we feel collectively that even though some name or names have been supported by the multitude of us, in the interest of shrinking the list, we are prepared to compromise such a name? Or do we feel that we would rather stick with the full eight and go for an interview with the eight? You want to express me on that? Yes, thank you.
Chairperson, seven of these eight candidates have been selected by the majority of the members here. Honorable Dodlo has made really a persuasive support of the name of Mr. Mumran. So it was also that we must not limit ourselves too much. I don't think eight is really the big number. My sister must take all the eight and apply them for it.
Agree, Jefferson. Agreed.
Agreed. On this note of agreement, can we welcome on the we welcome you. We know you are very busy. You are busy satisfying the gods so that things go well.
Oh!
Right.
All right. So, colleagues, we have eight names, and I'm going to ask the secretary to read them out as the candidates that we have agreed collectively to be invited for interviews. Do we want, I just want to indicate, the speaker has requested me to accompany him to Rome. I hope I'll meet the Pope. We're living, I don't know, it's because maybe I have a Catholic background.
Yeah.
My prayers to one day go and visit the Basilica. I'll just leave for a few days. I'll leave on Thursday. I think we're leaving on Thursday night and we'll be back on Tuesday morning. So it's just an over the weekend exercise. But I'm simply mentioning it to say, apart from those few days when I'll be away, otherwise, I think we have enough days in next week, if need be, to be able to identify a day or days when we could possibly hold the interview. My suspicion is that Tuesday might be tricky for me, because not only will I be arriving, I'll be arriving in Joburg and I'll still have to connect to Cape Town, so traveling alone takes the better part of a few days. So I would suggest that perhaps we target next week Wednesday. That in a sense would also give a full week's notice to the relevant candidates. But secondly, in the event that one or more of the candidates are not available for that specific day, maybe we need to look at the possible extension, maybe into the following day or something, to see if to allow some bit of flexibility. But of course, there is a bit of pressure on our side in terms of finalizing this process. So hopefully, telephonically, we'll be able to reach all of them during the course of tomorrow, and we'll be able to give a feedback as to availability for next week Wednesday. I think if I get lost in the Basilica of Rome and somehow I'm not back by Wednesday, I'll have to deputize that somebody else that proceed, because I don't think we should allow the process to delay any further. But let's also remember that it is important that members sit in for the interviewing of all candidates, because you would then not be able to vote if you were not able to hear one of them, even if it's partly. Because the difficulty is that how do you compare what you have heard from candidate one to what you haven't heard from candidate eight in order to make a choice between the two candidates, all right? So in a sense, I'm trying to say that I would really urge that those members who are here should understand that we are at a stage now where we are performing national duty. And therefore, it's a three-line week. I know the opposition is not subject to the whippery line of the majority party, and they don't have the duty to deliver the quorum, as Ms. Smith would be. But I think in the national interest, we would strongly urge that all parties ensure that members who have been deployed to this committee, one, are present next week, Wednesday, and two, clear up their diaries, make themselves fully available to sit through the interview so that they can exercise their vote accordingly at the end of the proceedings. All right. Now, Honorable Ndlovu.
Chairperson, I wanted to support you because in the proposed schedule that you gave us through when we came here before this meeting, you suggested that this week we are supposed to sit today and tomorrow, and next week we are supposed to sit from Tuesday up to Thursday. Therefore, if you say maybe Tuesday you will be tied out, which I understand. Therefore, Wednesday would be fine if we started earlier at 9 o'clock and then we run through and then we excuse ourselves, because it's as a few of us to go to the house unless there is something that is special that needs us in the house. And then we go through that. And then again on Thursday afternoon, after the house, we can sit in again. No. I mean after lunchtime, when it's agreed,
yeah.
When it's agreed through the process of the business of the house, because we may be asked to come back and so on and so forth. If they know that you will apply for it and they agree that after, because in the morning it's caucus, yeah. And then lunchtime, and then after that we come here at 2 o'clock, we may be finished by that, because we're talking about eight people. We may be finished by that and then sit and see. What are we deciding upon? So that when we may come to the finality on Thursday afternoon and see how far we take it. That will be my proposal on the matter. Because you cannot say think about what will happen on Thursday afternoon when we haven't yet started on Wednesday morning.
The overriding principle is one of understanding and flexibility.
Yeah.
If pressing circumstances, I mean, we're all political animals, if a matter of national importance arises in the House, we'll have to make some adjustments. But in principle, I think we've agreed on a way forward. And obviously, the responses we get from the candidates in terms of their availability would also inform us the extent to which we may need to do some adjustment to our planning so that we are also accommodative of, because we wouldn't want to be deprived of the prospect of a good candidate for public protector purely because we were rigid about such logistics as the timing and so on. All right. So with that, we will just keep abreast. Yes, Honourable Member. Sorry. Yes.
Chairperson, before we ask any focus to attend, I just want to find out, will we be having another meeting before next week Wednesday? If not, is it not appropriate that we agree on how we're going to score?
No. We cannot score anybody until we've had them. This is just on paper. The real thing comes when we sit with you one-on-one and you convince us that you are a real public protector which is going to save our country. In fact, the interviews are much more critical than what we see on paper. On paper, yes, it helps us to shortlist, but the real thing is when we hear you out. All right. Next week, Wednesday, all we're going to do is to sit and listen to the candidates talk to us and convince us that better than anybody else, they are best suited to be the next public protector. That's when we get to put them on the grill and see whether they can withstand the fire. As long as it's legitimate, I'll be there to moderate. Hopefully my experience, 5-year experience on the Judicial Services Commission would assist. Is that Ms. Marco? Yes. Oh.
Chair, I'm just thinking to myself, and I had a word with Ms. Smith sitting next to me. Well, I understand Tuesday for you is it's going to be a nightmare of a day because your plane will land in O.R. Tambo Airport at 7:30. That's the time it comes back in from Rome because you can't fly directly from Rome, so you're going to fly via somewhere. And then you're going to fly down to Cape Town. Chair, I'm wondering if we shouldn't make Tuesday afternoon also possibly available, because then it will give Tuesday afternoon, we've got the whole day Wednesday, and then we've got Thursday afternoon.
Tuesday we start. Okay? I'm flexible. 2:00? All right, fine. Yeah, I can always. No, that's fine. So we so you know all the secrets.
Also, on a serious note, this is a very, very, very important
thing. The second thing.
This is a very, very important
thing. Yes, but who's on the floor?
I think on a serious note, this is a very, very important position. It would be better that for handling it, you've got one chairperson. You can't have a situation that today this one chairs it and this. I think let's rather, if we say the chairperson is available at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. That's fine, but I was just worried about. You must also understand. He must be in his himself. He must have some time to rest. Yeah.
There's no problem. The times are the same, more or less the same.
Can you be sure
to understand?
Encounter serious problems. I may just have to call in advance so that an hour's adjustment can be made. But for now, I think that's more or less the way we're looking at things. All right. Thank you. But the suit to say diretta di buamukato. The literal translation of that in English is that the horses are only praised once they have completed the race. All right. Yeah.
I just want to get the name so that we are all shown up.
Yes.
Hate me.
Are you calling the name?
Yes, I'm going to do that. Let me just indicate I have been favored with a copy of our last minute. Oh, the 18th, not the last one. And I just wanted to check, do we want to adopt those minutes today or do we want to do that on a future occasion? There's been a complaint that very often what happens is that the committee sits the whole year. And right at the end of the year, then you have 20 sets of minutes that you now have to rush through and adopt. Because the minutes also help you keep track of where you are and how you have progressed. But just three pages. Do colleagues want to do that? But we'll do that in the end. Let's first conclude the process of today, and the last stage now, if any media members had censored themselves, they are welcome to uncensor themselves and record the final list of candidates that have been shortlisted by this ad hoc committee for the position of public protector. Secretary, will you take us through the names and just mention which number that name appears on the new or the old?
Thank you, Chairperson. We have Mr. Mhlaliseni Michael Mthembu, who appears on the old badge at number 10. And then we have Ms. Thulisile Nomkhosi Madonsela, who also appears on the old list on number 11. And then we have Advocate Gumbi. We have Professor Mzamo Alexander Gumbi, who also appears on the old list at number 4. And then we have Advocate Linda Pinar, who appears on the new batch at number 10. And then we have Advocate A. Imbofu, who appears on the new batch at number 4. And then we have Advocate Mamiki Tabita Shai. Mbofu is number 4 on the new batch. And then we have Advocate Mami Kitabita Shai, who appears on the old batch at number 5. And then we have Advocate M.A. Chukte, who appears on the new batch at number 1313. And then we have Advocate L.K.B. Mpumlwana, who appears on the new batch at number 2. Those are the 8 candidates that the committee has shortlisted that I'll be conducting starting from tomorrow and inviting them for interviews for next week, Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and Wednesday, the whole day, and at and on Thursday at 2 o'clock. Thank you.
And just for the record, the sequence in which they are listed also relates to the number of parties that supported them. The first two were supported by all five parties that were actively participating. The second three were supported by four parties that actively participated in this process. The third two, or rather let me just say the next two, were supported by three out of the five parties represented here, and the last one was supported by one party, the majority party, to make a total of eight. All right? I think that is democracy at work. Excellent. On that note, I think as far as the shortlisting process is concerned, unless anybody wants to raise any issue in that regard, I think that we've come to the conclusion of that process. We shall request the committee secretariat to make sure that as early as possible, these people are all written letters, emails, fax, telephones, SMS, and whatever modern form of communication, except publishing in the media. Well, the media is also allowed to publish their names. Maybe they'll read about their shortlisting on radio or somewhere, or in the Sunday Times, or what business day tomorrow. And we will report to the House. Now, sorry, to the chair of the House chair regarding program. Now, we then need to do something else. We need to then decide. We have agreed that the interviews will happen during the course of next week, which means if it comes to the push, Thursday afternoon would be the very last day on which we entertaining candidates interviews. So Tuesday afternoon, the whole of Wednesday, if we can finish by Wednesday, well and good. But otherwise, if we spill over to Thursday, that would be the very last day. So next week generally is being set aside for this exercise, which then means that come Thursday, we should be ready as parties having made our impression, to decide on a candidate, a preferred candidate. I think that we are not going to do another round of shortlisting after we've had everybody. It will be down to us agreeing on a name. All right? Hopefully we'll agree on a name by consensus. If we cannot reach consensus, we obviously will have to go to the vote, which is not the preferred mode of deadlock breaking. Now, we need to make a request for the further shifting of the reporting date back to the House. At this point in time, our reporting date is the 11th, which is Friday. It is obvious that by Friday we will not be ready to report. All right? I am told that the week of the 22nd, we may be in a situation where we don't have a sitting. The week after next would be that week.
So that may be a bit of a challenge for us. Right? Now, if we can't appoint before we go on recess, when does Parliament resume after the end of September recess? Do we know? Who? 6th. Oh, so it's just a week. Oh, all right. No, then that is not quite a crisis, but they're sitting on the 6th. When the sitting resume? That's what I really want to know. In terms of the parliamentary committee. I'll tell you why I'm worried.
We must make sure that by the 15th, we have
that's the reason why I'm grappling with it here. Is because my fear is that if by the 15th we do not have a public protector, some magic would have to be performed to ensure continuity in that office. That's one. But two, the ideal would be for the new public protector to have been appointed by the president. Remember, we must give the president time after Parliament has made a recommendation for him to make an appointment. Only then do we have a public protector. So, my suspicion is that if there is at all a possibility to perform a miracle, that would result in us. When is the last sitting of next week? That would be, is there sitting on Friday?
No.
Is there sitting on Thursday?
Yes.
Because I'm thinking aloud. If we are able to squeeze things right up to Wednesday lunch, we could report in the ATC on Wednesday afternoon. And Thursday, table a recommendation in the House. That's the next stage I'm coming to. I'm coming to that. You see, I'm trying to set a target. And then we work backwards to see how realistic that target can be achieved. Right? So, if we say, theoretically at least, we can waive the Harman 3-day rule. Does it apply to all decisions? The 3-day notice rule. That it can be waived anyway. We could in advance prepare to have the rule waived for Thursday afternoon. I'm merely saying Wednesday, bearing in mind that a possibility may arise that we sit still with interviews on Wednesday. Can we commit ourselves that Wednesday does not get exceeded? So even if we have to sit beyond 5 o'clock on Wednesday, all right? So that Thursday morning, everything that needs to be done that can be done to clear up the path towards the House in the afternoon of Thursday, that can be done. So the caucus period would be that buffer period to clear any procedural and other issues. That may arise. We're saying we're targeting Wednesday lunchtime with the understanding that we may have to sit through Wednesday afternoon, even beyond the knock-off time on Wednesday. And that. Yeah. All right. Okay. So that's basically it.
But what we can also do is I think that you ask the chief whip to work on it so that it becomes a fact I have. Because, remember, the parliament has been from 4 o'clock, they start picking out.
Yeah.
But I think immediately after
What is the vote required? Is it a simple majority for public protection? Is it 60%? All right. So 60%, we will need to make sure that the whippery in the majority party do their footwork. Three-line whip and so on. All right. Honorable Jola.
Chairperson, I don't know if I'm taking courtesy too far, but I think we should consider phoning the incumbents today before they read about it in the media tomorrow morning.
They may be in meeting. So phone them, SMS them, but written notices can come, can follow tomorrow. All right. Okay, so Tuesday, Wednesday, if need be, right through Wednesday, the flat out, yeah. Now, the last question that was asked relates to the time. Theoretically, the interview for 30 minutes, you simply divide 8 hours by two, which gives you 4 hours for eight candidates. And to me, that sounds like essentially one morning, nine to one. It sounds very nice. If you extend it by an hour each, that's 8 hours. That effectively gives you Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning, and you can effectively complete the task that way. Do we want to, so that we also create some spacing for ourselves in terms of break, say an hour per candidate, knowing that we might not exhaust the full hour,
yes.
And then pace them accordingly?
Yes.
All agreed. 4 hours on Tuesday afternoon, 4 hours on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
Hopefully by lunchtime we'll be done. In the afternoon, we can then adjourn to go and clear our heads, and then afternoon we adopt a report in which we agree on the next. Okay. No, he will be performing his prayers for the program. All right. On that note, is there anything else, Secretary, that I need to housekeeping matter before we finish? All right. He had requested us to indicate whether we want to adopt the minutes. Yes, I'm sure by now we've had time to skim through them. It's just one page. Those especially who were here. I don't think we need to literally read through them. Can we just? Yeah. Oh, yes, actually, you did mention it earlier. Sorry. A lawyer will not allow unfair prejudice against himself. Oh, all right. Okay. Colleagues, here are the minutes. It's essentially a page. The page is not very big enough for me to read through, and I'll rely on anybody assuring me that it's a true reflection of our deliberation. Ms. Michael, you can vouch for us.
Seconded.
All right. So the minutes are adopted. Okay, thank you very much, colleagues. This ad hoc committee is adjourned. We look forward to seeing you 2 o'clock on Tuesday next week.
Thank you very much. Thank you.